Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and I want to give you a little story that happened in my life about business and about my photography business years ago that I hope will inspire you to whatever business or entrepreneurial endeavor you might be thinking of. And this particular situation, I was like already a photographer, so I had a camera. I was shooting weddings, but I mean, I was at this Little League park where I was already watching some tournament games of my son. So I was already hanging out there, you know, like on Saturdays and so forth. And I stumbled upon kind of a way to kind of fire, aim ready, okay? And so what I did in these tournaments, I knew that the parents cared for the pictures, but it's kind of hard to, you know, sell, you know, every parent one by one, okay? So if you got 12 guys on a team, that's 24 different sales. And, you know, they may not be interested, and or it's just going to take too much time to talk to all those 24 parents. And so what I did is I started with my long lens. I'd get to the opposite side of where they were batting, you know, left-hander, right-hander, and I would shoot the first inning, first maybe two innings of these kids at bat. And then even when they warmed up, I'd just kind of walk out in the field. This particular, you know, Little League kind of knew me, okay? And so they didn't worry about me being on the field just for a minute. And I'd take, you know, a picture of maybe someone fielding that warm-up shot at second base and throwing it to the first baseman. And if I cropped it right, didn't get like the center fielder, you know, throwing the ball to the right fielder warming up behind there. It looked like a game shot, right? So I really got good position. So basically after two innings, I've got everyone fielding that's been on the field. I've got even some candids of kids smiling in the dugout. I've got just about everybody at bat, and people are starting to wonder. And sure enough, someone asked me, "So who are you shooting for?" I go, "Well, you. Hey, who's the team mom?" "Oh, well, I'm the team mom." Or, "Oh, she's right over here." Now, every Little League team kind of has, and softball team and so forth, has kind of like a team mom organizing because the coach has so much to do. And so I explained. I had a business card and a little flyer ready to go back in the day. And I said, "Hey, here's the deal. I'm going to, instead of, you know, having these action shots or having a team photo shoot and then having to pay, you know, $40 and stuff, here's what I'm doing here is I just want $100. $100 from the team and $10 a person on average, you know, if it was nine people." And I just said, only one person has to do that. Or maybe it was $50. The point was, no, it was 100. It was 100. I got to remind myself. So like, but the shtick was, I'll make them a DVD. Now I could just be a download, okay? I'll make you a DVD of the entire game. Every shot you own, you can make that. You can have it on Facebook, MySpace at the time, whatever. You can make it your own. I mean, that alone, just if there's one good picture of your son in there, okay, fielding or batting, action shot, professional shot, it would be worth the $10. But you get the whole team. And so also I was tapping into the hope that they thought they were going to win such and such tournament game. You get the reactions if your team loses. But see, I'm going to sell them. I'm going to get one sale from the team mom. They might, sometimes the team mom will just buy it for everybody. She'll ask a couple questions. I go, what I did is I provided them a clipboard. I go, here's a clipboard for your signups so you know who's paying. But I just need $100 from one person. I'm not going to go around to everybody and collect. You can do that. That's what they already do. So they're like, okay. So they'd say yes to it, okay? The other team would say yes to it. I would make $200 at a Little League game time and time again. Sometimes I'd know some of the people, but many times I didn't because these tournaments were like visiting teams. All that to say is I sold two people a $100 sale that they could break down in 10 bits, okay? And if maybe they only got six other moms and dads, they'd pay the other 40 themselves because they wanted those images. I'd come back an hour later with a DVD. Now, again, like I said, I would just give them the download. So that's how you prime the pump and you create commerce. You monetize. You make something that you want to do into a monetization process. You monetize it. Something they never asked for because you just started to do art. And, hey, steal my idea. It worked for me. It could work for you. Take care. God bless. Rock on.